there's a video by Annette Capps, and she was talking. She had a guest on there who was saying that the fastest expanse of the universe, with all the subatomic particles, molecules, quarks, and all these things, just as much God showed this person, just as much as it is on the outside, it's also on the inside. It's the fastest of God's creation. It's really powerful, like the words that we speak are having an effect for sure. And when we're speaking the word of God from God, you know, His inspired words from our mouth, then we're changing everything. You know, we can change things. This is the authority we got to live and move and have our being. So we live and move and have our being in God. And they was talking about sound. The vibration of sound is massive. So like, if you think, on the day of Pentecost, there was a loud noise and a rushing mighty wind sound, and it changed everything, you know, the outpouring of Holy Spirit. So if you think about the creation, when God said, light be, and he called this and he called that. So it was sound, vibrational sound, everything moving, and absolutely phenomenal when you think about how that it's being highlighted. Science is highlighting the truth of God and the power of God, you know, it's highlighting it, and it's there. You know, the balance is there. So when we use it with the mind of God, and how God designed everything, then we should be able to use it in the right way with God as He's working in us by the Spirit. And really, these words, what we declare, really comes to pass. It really happens. And what we pray also, you know, what we pray and what we're speaking, confessing, energized by God, comes to pass. I've had so many things come to pass, even recently. Things just come to pass, but personal things I prayed and it's happened. And I'm like, wow, it just blew my cookie, you know, because God is not a respecter of persons, you know, so we can all operate. We're all designed to operate this way. And if you think when God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, he gave him a new body and he supersedes what's in this world, like walking through walls, a fort, and he's there. Man, we are powerful beings. We just got to wake up to the reality of who we truly are, isn't it? You know? Just how everything works so simply, you know, it works very simply. God's made everything simple. Religion and all through the years, you know, things have been made complicated, you know, but God is making it, showing it's easy. It's easy. What he's done is easy. What man does complicates it. You know, we've all done it. I've complicated my walk so many times. It's unbelievable, you know, and it wasn't until God got me humble. I said, Lawrence, like, if you want to see my power, if you want to see my direction in your life, you need to listen. And so that's one thing I'm learning to do even now, because sometimes I miss it. You know, I do miss it. And I'm like, oh, sugar God, you know, because I ask, just move on, just keep moving. So we take too much time condemning ourselves as well, you know, and there literally is no condemnation on any level. And, we can be aware of things, mistakes we make, but we don't never sit there and, you know, scold ourselves over it. You know, God does the correcting, and his correcting is so loving, so kind. Now, he's just a loving, amazing, kind God, even on the reproof, you know. And then he blesses us. Not only does God point out where we got wrong, but he shows us what to do about it. You know, just like, just from examples of the record of Malachi, you know. When people want honoring God properly, when they want bringing the tithes into the storehouse, God told them what they were doing, and then he lovingly corrected and told them what to do. Same in the book of Haggai. He said, look, I've blown upon all your wealth there because you forgot one thing, me. And you could take that all the way back to Deuteronomy, where God said, it's me that give you the power to get wealth. If you forget me, then all these curses have come upon you. It's not because God wants to bring curses upon people. It's because
the action,
the way we think and speak and act, and forgetting God brings that. It's already there. It brings it. It's not like God saying, right, that's it. You're cursed now. That's why he gives us the time to change around, you know, to change our thinking. Repentance is literally changing direction, changing thoughts, changing words, changing heart. You know, I'm on fire, baby. Like, God just blesses me every day. I'm just so thankful for the life that he's given me to live. You know, and yeah, I've had the ups and downs, but you know what? There's too many blessings to moan and complain. You know, even though I do moan and complain, if I'm honest, I do. Kim says, oh, you're always bloody moaning. You know, I said, well, am I? And then she points some account. I said, yeah, you're right, love. You know, I'm like, sorry, God. Like, you know, and I just stopped doing it. But that's the old, that's the carnal and the spiritual. And it reminds me of what Paul says, like the things that I should do, I don't do, and the things that I wouldn't do, I do, you know, I shouldn't do, I do. So we're a bit like that at times. And thankfully it's the renewing, you know, that renewing of the mind. That is just that, you know, once we recognize an error, we just put it right. That's all we got to do, is not sit there and condemn ourselves and get the ash heaps upon our head and, oh, woe is me. You know, there's no room for that now, you know. Like God says, no, it's all been paid for, you know, and you are the righteousness of me in Christ Jesus, you know. We are as he is. And that's how we got to see ourselves and speak about ourselves. And when we're on our own is what counts. What you're thinking when you're by yourself is what counts more than anything of me speaking on here. Like how I'm speaking now is what I was already thinking, you know, what I was already believing about myself. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's where it needs to be, is on the personal level with God. And then you've got something to bring from God to the people to encourage them, you know, and it's like, it's not about us. And it's not about who's the leader and all that type of stuff. It really isn't. There is leaders. They rise up and you'll see them. You won't even have to, you know, ask who the leader is or who a leader is, because really we all are. We all are, you know. And we want to see the blessings of the things and we're not seeing them. I know a lot of people can get very frustrated, me included, when we're not seeing what we desire. Like when we're not seeing the healings, when we're not seeing the miracles, when we're not seeing the signs. You know, and it's not God's fault. It's something about us. It's something about us, you know. It's like we can go to God and we can ask God. Like when I went to the USA, South Carolina, I prayed. I said, God, I haven't cast out a spirit for ages. Like from what I'm recognizing, like I used to do in India and things like that. It'd be so cool just to see the power up in operation, your power in manifestation. Not really believing for it, but it was just something I thought about and I prayed to God. And that's what happened when I was over there. You know, I got to minister to someone that needed that deliverance. And so, well, you know, we get what we expect also, you know, so expect the open doors, expect to minister healing, expect the deliverance and the abundance, the freedom in the heart and the mind and the physical body, the finances and relationships, you know. We gotta really start saying what we want. You know, remember, say what you want, not what you see. And we still do say what we see. All of us, me included, we still say. So it's like, okay, God, remind me now to say what I want. Let me catch myself on, you know. And I think it's a practice. Like if you're training, if you're working out and you're doing training, or if you're eating your food, you know, you can go along, you're on a good diet. Next minute you see a nice piece of chocolate. I've been looking at chocolate, actually. It's Calco, not cocoa, Calco, which is supposed to be very good for you. They've done some research that, drinking 2 cups of Calco, yeah, which is like cocoa, it's from the different part of the plant. It helps stem cells to grow, and it also helps the heart rate to be in a good position and to flow and function more better. Just 2 cups a day over a month shows significant increase and increase and improvement. So that's quite amazing. And they say especially in people of age 60 that have had heart troubles and stuff like that. And I just literally again come across it, like God brings me across things and I'm like, oh, I'll have a look at that. Oh wow, like, you know what, so God can teach you outside of the scriptures as well, you know. He teaches you what we're living, what's going on today. And it's just so amazing to have this living relationship with the living God who you can't see, right? But you know he's there. And I was having a one-on-one yesterday with Sangit, and he says, Lawrence, he said it's the signs, miracles and wonders that makes the invisible God visible. And I absolutely loved that. You know, that just touched my heart. That just set me on fire. Just that one little phrase he gave me there. That I could have just put the phone down and say, thank you, that was great, that's what I need. No, I mean, that, it really is. And I can remember 2006 going to India when I was learning to minister healing. And Danny, you know, you was there. Carl Morton, you was there. Hi, Jason, God bless you. All right. It's these signs, miracles and wonders really is God's calling card. We got to believe to walk by the Spirit and to start operating it where we are. You're testing me today. Bless the socks off me, Amber. No, just having that little open door that you can share. I won't go into it. You should share it. It's good. And how God just opens little doors like that, you know, and then bang, it could be something massive. Someone needs that. There's an individual that needs the help, you know, like when we're in trouble and we get the help we need, we're so thankful. You know, we want to do something for someone that's helped us, don't we? When someone that actually helps us, we want to repay them somehow and show our gratitude, you know? And so that's how we are with God, because he's handpicked us all. You know, he's given us his spirit. You know, he got the people in front of us that needed to speak so that we could believe. And then now it's, you know, living for God and living before God is a great act of thanks, you know? Because, you know, we're all saved. We can just go and do what we want now. We wanted to. It's not beneficial, is it? Like this, living that way is not beneficial. Just do what we want. Even Paul says, you know, yeah, you're free, but don't use your liberty as an occasion to the flesh. You know, a lot of believers do that. They use their liberty as occasion to the flesh. That's their choice. But they don't, you know, don't be included with those type of people because it's just not fruitful for you. And so what we want to do is be a blessing to people, like making this fellowship available, is because I've always wanted to work with God, always wanted to minister and help people and encourage people and to show people that, you know, there are people that are 100% dedicated to what they do. And I am. I'm sold out, baby. You know, I'm sold out. I'm not interested in anything else. Really, I'm not. You know, I love people, you know, love my family, but God is literally first. You can ask anyone around me. That I do endeavor to keep God first. I'm probably not perfect in it, but I do, you know, God's first. Whatever's going on, I don't miss anything. I don't want to miss anything, not from God. You know, I want all the blessings, everything that's mine and I'm entitled to, I want, because God wants me to have it. And if I feel like it's a discredit to God if I'm not manifesting it. Because why am I not manifesting it? Because God said he wants me to have it. So what's the bill? What's the problem? Am I the problem? You see what I'm saying? So it's like God's got the flow. And I was talking with Sangha and I said, you know, I see myself and I've seen other people. They're in the flow, the heavenly flow with God in the river, you know, where the river's flowing. There's a nice river and they get out when all they have to do is just relax and just be taken down the river, you know? And that's what a lot of believers do. They get in the river. They get in the blessings of everything. They're practicing, they're doing, and they're in that river, they're in that heavenly flow. And then something comes up that looks appealing, looks good, looks, maybe looks God's direction, and it's not. And they get out of the flow, and then things start to get tough for them. You know, and they're thinking, what's going on? I'm doing everything, but they've just got out of the flow of God. So God wants to stay in that heavenly flow. Jesus did it every day, every night. He stayed in that heavenly flow. God was first. The biggest thing I see is that God has to be first for us to keep that momentum going. And it isn't a manufactured God first. It is like, I want God first. I want God involved in what I'm doing. No, I'm making this decision because I believe God's working in me. Sorry, love, you don't agree with me. Well, I'm sorry. I'm doing it because this is what God's working in my heart. Oh, it upsets the plans, does it? Oh, never mind. Well, I'm going to have to take the consequences for being wrong if I'm wrong. You know, so it's like, that's what I mean, God first, you know. What did Jesus do when his parents, you know, they went to Jerusalem, first time, young lad, and then they all went off home. And where was Jesus? He stayed behind. No one told him he had to go with them. So he wasn't breaking any rules. He wasn't being disobedient. He just stayed behind. And he was doing his father's business, a young man. You know, they come back, all shook up. Where was you? What was going on? You know, we was 2 days nearly home. And where were you? I was about my father's business. You know, that type of mind, like you would have think that he was disobedient. You know, he should have listened. Something bad could have happened to him. He should have been obeying his parents. You know, some minds can be like that. But when your heart's really for God, like, you know, you see where people are. It helps you to see where other people are on their walk so that you can lend a hand. That you can give that encouragement in someone's error of like that. I see people that they're walking, but they're just stuck in an error. And I know exactly what they need to do. And it comes down to a commitment with God in some type of level, but you can't just go saying it to people. You know, they got to learn it themselves. But sometimes God gets you to say, well, if you do this, then you're going to see the glory of God. You're going to see things really move swiftly. You know, so sometimes we're going to look the bad part, right? Sometimes I tell you exactly what you need to do. You, all of you know that individual because God puts it in my heart. I've told you, if you don't do that, you're going to be screwed. You need to do this. Get on and do it. You know, your choice. And I've had it said to me too, you know, and I take it very seriously. So anyway, and by prayer for the whole of the United Kingdom, Europe and USA, USA is big in my heart. USA is the USA believers over the years have helped me tremendously, you know, so I'm always thankful to them, always thankful to God for their heart and their love for God, because the USA believers in general all over, you know, love God. It's a nation that does love God. And, so it was a place to look up to, but now we're a place to look up to too, even though we got all these immigrants coming in and it is like it is, you know, like I can understand that that's a worldly thing, but the point is there's people here that really love God and there's people here from before that made a stand so that we can have what we got now as well. So, you know, the word of God is moving throughout all the world and God wants his signs and his miracles and wonders to be operated by us. That's why he's given us his Holy Spirit. So that not can we only know him, you know, and have that relationship with him, but we can demonstrate his power, you know, not with, you know, not coming to people with our knowledge and our wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit of God and in power, bringing deliverance into people's lives. Casting out devils out of people's lives. Devil spirit influences, they're the major cause of people's problems, you know, finances, health, attitudes, emotions, sickness. Now it's time to run them off, you know, and not pander to the elements of the world and give in to them, but to move with the power of God, overcoming them with the elements of God, you know, with the spirit of the living God, affecting every molecule, subatomic particle and everything, changing it, you know, and, in the first century church, you know, they turned the world the right side up. They turned it upside down, but really they turned the right side up how God wants to see it. Cause God sees everything different to the way the world sees it. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. So we can walk extraordinary. And I think like looking back over the years, last 5 years of what we've been sharing and teaching, and also what Sandgate's been teaching predominantly about that we are extraordinary people. We are not ordinary. Don't think of yourself as ordinary. And like if Superman didn't know he was Superman, I know it's a fictional character, but if he didn't know he was Superman, he would be able to fly, would he? Right? But like once he knew he had this supernatural power, he used it to his advantage. And God has given you this power from on high. It's indwelling spirit within you. It's your sonship. It's your connection. And it's in line, you know, to affect the whole universe. You know, if you think everything was put into authority into Jesus Christ's hand, the whole cosmos and everything was put into his hand. If you read Colossians, you'll get to see what I'm saying. And we can operate with great authority. Like if you think we're supposed to do the same works that he'd done and greater, right? And, you know, he walked upon the water. How many of us walked upon the water? He multiplied, you know, the bread. How many of us have multiplied bread? I'm not on about money. I'm on about the dough bread, right? How many have multiplied bread and the fishes? And how many of us have fed 4,000 people with two loaves of bread and five fishes or how many ever it was, right? How many of us have done that? How many of us have turned the water into wine? These were standard things that Jesus began with, which got people to see this power of God operating through one man, Jesus Christ, right? Christ Jesus now risen. And now we got Christ in us and we can believe to operate in this manner. We just got to step out. We might fail many times. Does it matter? No. The point is that we believe God and we need to expect to see change. Father, I'm praying for change. I'm praying for it. Now bring those laborers. You need to bring them. You need to open up these doors. Now back my words up when I speak. I'm speaking with faith here. Devils, you have to obey when I talk. I'm a son of God and I got the spirit of the living God in me and I believe it. And it's real and it's true and it's powerful. So, you know, God really wants us to have a higher level expectation than what we've already got of God's word moving throughout our lands, throughout our countries. His word over the world. That's always been the vision, really. That all man to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. This truth that we're speaking, not man's tradition, not man's working and figuring out of scriptures, even though there's been wonderful things revealed and shown. Now God wants us to walk by the Spirit. Now God wants us to talk by the Spirit. Now God wants us to manifest his Spirit through the words and through ministering healing and through casting out devils. And that signs, miracles, and wonders will make known this invisible God visible to those that can't see God. Because when people see you walking by the Spirit and demonstrating his power, they're seeing God, you know. And we can really say, now Jesus didn't thought it to be robbery to be equal with God, right? In heart, in mind, that's what you know, in that sense. Now we're the same. We can say me and my Father as one, just as Jesus said me and my Father as one, one in heart, one in mind, one in purpose, one in operation. We can do the same as what he done. What Jesus done, we can do. You know, we got to believe that. There was nothing reserved just for Jesus, apart from the right-hand side of God. Now we're in him at the right-hand side of God. Joint heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Christ made that available for us through his obedience. God put it on the table and Christ fulfilled it so that he could obtain that. So we can really walk powerfully. We just got to make up our minds. This is, look, I'm not settling for anything less. If there's something going on, if there's someone's got sickness, illness or something that's gone on, I want it completely healed. I want it completely restored. I want to see us speaking these miracles that God is doing for us because we got a need. Miracles are dependent upon needs, right? So whatever your need is, you need a miracle in that. A miracle working power of God doing something for you and for me. So where there's a need, is available to see miracles. It's available for us to see people healed and delivered. People give in at the pressure. If we're not feeling well, then we don't come to fellowship or we don't seek anything out. We stay, well, I'm going to stay at home and just rest. No, go and get your healing. Don't put up with shit. We don't need to put up with it. I'm not putting up with anything. No more. I'll keep moving. And where I lack wisdom, I ask God for it. Father, now give me the wisdom concerning moving in your power. Because I know that I shouldn't be staying the same. I know I'm to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. This is part of the renewed mind, is recognizing the power and authority that we have. And we don't have to put up with anything that's trying to take authority over us as believers and as sons and daughters of God. But we take the authority back. And we got every right to do so. And so God's just really been working this in my heart. You know, it come from that, just that one little chat, that one sentence from Sanger. You know, the miracles make known the invisible God. You know, God is seen through these signs, miracles and wonders. People come. But someone needs to go and speak. Someone needs to make these things available. And you're the ones, everyone on here, you're the ones. You've got the word and ministry of reconciliation. We need to use it now. We need to step out from where we've been. We've built the little fellowships. We built the little hubs. You know, we've followed God. We've done like the fellowships like we're doing now. And we're beginning our fellowships or whatever God's working in your heart where you are. But now God's saying, now new people, fresh new people. They are there. There's people there. We just need to be bold. We need to listen and let God lead us by the Spirit. When you're in that coffee shop, when you're in that restaurant, when you're in that shopping mall, open your mouth and speak boldly. We don't do it. Well, there's lots of people around. What about if I'm wrong? Don't second guess. Just do it. Move. Just do it. If you're wrong, well, you're going to have good fun finding out you're wrong, aren't you? You know, oh, maybe that was me then. Ooh, 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 dear. a little bit silly there. No, you won't look silly. God will back you up. God knows your heart. And he knows that you want to see these great things happen. And we can come into doubt if we don't see it happen. But we got to stop and think, why are we not seeing it happen? And because this is the complete will of God for us to see these things happen. These signs, miracles, and wonders follow. So it's got to be something on my part. It's got to be something that I'm learning, I have heard. It's got to be something to do with the doctrine of what I've heard, maybe from the past. Maybe there's a paradigm there that's stopping me from seeing this because it should be so easy. No, God called light be and light became. And when I speak, and when I speak it with faith and heart, when my heart and my words are married together, what I speak should come to pass. And it shouldn't take all day for it to happen. It might take overnight. You know, like when Jesus spoke to the fig tree. It was gone the next day, wasn't it? It was dead. What he spoke come to pass pretty quick. When he spoke to the winds and the waves, it obeyed him immediately. Because it was a need for it to be done immediately. Because there was the disciples. They were afraid, you know. And so Jesus said, told it to be quiet, to be still. That's the authority we got. Whatever you saw Jesus do, that's what you can do also. And greater. And God says, now the West, rise up. Walk as sons of the living God and the daughters of the living God. You are wonderfully and awesomely created in Christ Jesus for good before ordained works that's going to bring glory to God in the heavens, and all angels will rejoice to see you manifest the power of God. The whole creation is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God to walk in power, to walk in light, to walk in love, to bring deliverance to people that are sat in darkness, even God's people. There's lots of God's people that are sat in darkness and the shadow of death, and they're born again, but the knowledge, they got no truth, they got wrong doctrine, so they're tied up. Some mentally, some emotionally, some physically, some in relationships, trapped, dead ends. God says there should be no dead ends, there should be light, living ends, an expected end, a hope and a future. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning every person. And God wants all men to be saved. Unbelievers. We need to reach out to the unbelievers. They're unbelievers because they haven't heard the truth or haven't really been given a shot at the real truth and the power of God. And see, it's the presence of God. When you're with people, the presence of God can get someone to believe. I'll give you a testimony. I went to New York. Patrick Dunn lived in Albany in New York at the time. And he invited me to come and stay with him. And I went with him. And I like tattoos. So he said, I got a friend called Rick, I think his name was. And he's a tattooist. And he said, I'll take you there. He said, but like, I would say, he said, I've shared the word with him. He's not interested. So don't share the word with him. And I said, all right, I won't. That's what, you know, I respect you. You live here, blah, blah, blah. You know the score. And, you know, they're Hell's Angels, bikers and stuff like that. So I wanted a pair of boxing gloves tattooed on my wrist, right? And Patrick said, well, I want to bless you with that. You know, so I said, okay. So we went, there's the tattoo that I had done. And as I'm sat there in the chair, I'm just sat there and I thought, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm very bold. I will speak, but I was asked not to. And I respected the, you know, he knew his area and the people, his people he knows and works with. So I wanted to be very respectful. So I was. And as I'm sat there, the guy stopped the tattooing. He said, I don't know what it is. He said, but there's a great peace coming from you. What is that? What are you doing to me? It wasn't me, obviously. It was the power of God. The presence of God was touching this guy inside and out. And he was a big dude. And he was just, his face all become peaceful. He said, there's something like about you. I said, no, it's not me. I said, it's God. This is the presence of God. He wants you to know him. And then so I began to share with him and also shared what I was doing and what I've been learning and how I knew Patrick. And I started to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the guy got born again. You know, Patrick was blown away. He's like, man, that guy never wanted to believe, you know. But it was just how God does wonderful things. You know, we think that we've done everything for someone, but God knows what to do. And it was just a great blessing. And, you know, and Patrick was very blessed. And in fact, on that trip, when I went with Patrick that time many years ago, we went to the bar where the Hell's Angels are. And he was pointing out different people, the tough ones, and, you know, be careful around these certain people and they can turn on you. And again, he was just giving me the lay low of everything. And, but God just opened up these wonderful doors for us to speak. And obviously being English, God used that, you know, in Indian English, but God used that for the open doors. And we were ministering, and there was guys there that were in tears, big bikers, you know, tough, some ex-policemen, some ex-forces, and they were rough and tough in tears, you know, sharing stuff with us. And God was just giving us words to minister grace to their hearts and deliverance and give them hope. You know, I can remember one biker's wife lost the baby, you know, and he was really devastated about it. And God just gave these perfect words of comfort through my mouth, you know, and this guy tears and thanked me and hugged me. And I'm like, I felt like a little boy in front of him. He was a big guy. He was giving me this big hug. Man, you're so wonderful. And thank you for sharing. I said, it's God. You know, we give the glory to God. And so, you know, when you're sent, then there should be something you're sent to and something should be happening. You know, wherever you go, we should expect things to happen. Good things. You know, people being delivered, people coming to know the truth. I think we've got comfortable knowing stuff and hearing teachings and just being with each other. But God says, no, come on, now time's to move. This is the time. This is revival time, guys. Seriously. It's revival time. It's revival is wherever you are, wherever you open your mouth, wherever you decide to speak. That's revival time. And you don't need anyone with you either. You've got God in Christ in you. You just need the willingness and the heart and the humbleness to hear the voice of God and to do what he's showing you to do, to step out when it doesn't seem like you should be doing anything. That's all it is. Preach the word in season, out season. They reprove, rebuke, exhort, and get other people back to the sound doctrine where things will happen. Is through the sound doctrine, which is the heavenly words, the direction now. Look, what I'm speaking is from God. You know it, right? You know it right now. I know it. And these words build the pictures in the mind to have faith. That's where faith is. Faith is in the mind from the words. It's either faith or fear. So we want these faith-filled words dominating and permeating our hearts and our minds. And then we want to put it to action, you know? And yeah, you might have some rubbish days. Might be some rubbish days that you have. So what? Greater is he that's within you than he that's in this world. Don't let it stop you. Don't let it rob you of your glory and your blessing, because God wants you to be blessed. And I was on Ethel's fellowship yesterday, and like, I think it was yesterday. Yesterday. God wants to promote you, right? Why does God want to promote you? See, when we promote God, then through the signs, miracles, and wonders, he promotes us. And he wants you promoted so people will listen to what you've got to say. We don't want to promote ourselves. Like, I can promote myself through my website, through Facebook, through YouTube, through Instagram, through social media platforms. I could, you know, make an effort to promote myself. I have done in part, you know, to put the stuff out there so people can hear it. But we want the promotion that comes from God. And when we got that promotion that comes from God in front of people, then people are going to hear the voice of God. People are going to receive the words. Devils are going to run. People are going to be healed and delivered. The power of God is going to be manifested, and God's going to get the glory, and all angels in the heaven are going to rejoice. Right? This is where it is, really. Like, God wants to just be willing to step out from your comfort zone. If you're in a line in the shops and someone needs ministering to, or someone needs, you need to say something to help someone, say it, do it. Even if you feel embarrassed about it, just do it. Overcome the fear. Step out from that. You know, move in faith. Faith supersedes fear. But it needs an action. It needs a voice and it needs an action. It needs a response for it to be manifested power. So when we speak with, you know, God spoke and it became. It needed words. It needed action. Action of words. And when Jesus said, stretch forth thine hand to the man with the withered hand, there was a command. Vibrational words come out of Jesus' mouth, power words. And the guy responded to those words and everything in his, all the subatomic particles, molecules, everything within the hand, all the atoms, all started to work together and obeyed. Bang. Bang. There was rhythm. You know, the rhythm of the words from God, the vibrational words that have rhythm, rushing mighty wind, and they all spoke in tongues, right? Higher level speaking and confession. The heavenly language affecting all the physical world around us as we speak in our bodies, repairing stuff. Speaking in tongues helps your infirmities. Like I was saying about cowcoa is good for the stem cells and causes them to grow and is good for the heart rate. So is speaking in tongues better than all of that, right? Speaking in tongues is the highest form of any third aid or what type of aid you want to take, right? That's going to help you. So God has given us everything pertaining unto life and godliness and to show forth his love, you know, and love is a denying of oneself. So when you don't really want to speak in front of the whole crowd to this one person, because they might look at you and talk about you, love supersedes that and reaches out to that person. No, love stands out. Love is extraordinary. Love stands above the crowd. Faith stands above the crowd. No, you stand above the crowd because you've got God in Christ in you. You've got the whole of the kingdom of God within you to manifest outside of you. And just as much as the creation's there, it's the same with inside, just that you can't see it. You can see all the stars, the galaxies, you know, for different things. You know, that vast amount of things that is just endless is within. Just like a tree, when you see the tree, the root system is just as big as the tree, right? It goes down to hold that great big thing up. It has to be just as big. So how big are you? How big has God made you? Wow, like this stuff is from God, really. I'm telling you. Now we need to ask God for a fuller understanding of these things that are being spoken. Father, show me. Help me to understand what's being spoken. How do I apply this? How does this go into action? You lead me. You teach me. You guide me. That's humility of heart. Other people would be there going to the scriptures. And what is he saying? Well, I can't see that in the scriptures. And that's the wrong, like, way. Let the grace of God show you and open it up to you. Let God show you the heart of the things that are being spoken. And that's how you really move. You know, and God's doing the work, by the way. He really is doing the work. It is grace be to you. Grace be to you. Let God do the work for you. And then all you do is what God gives you to do. And that's what exactly what I'm doing. I've really loved to come back. Let people do what they want to do. Even the ones connected with me, you know, if they don't want to follow, they want to do their own bits. Now I let them do it. Like, it's not my problem. That's God's problem. I'm doing what God wants me to do. And I will speak thy word, God. I will do what God shows me to do, regardless if anyone wants to follow it or not. Or if anyone wants to backbite me or speak about me. It's to your detriment, not mine. God will promote me further. Because that's how God works. He'll promote me further. Anyone that backbite me, God's going to promote me further, baby. And he'll do the same for anyone that does it to you. Because God is no respecter of persons, right? So we're here ministers to minister the gospel of Christ, to build up and edify the body of Christ. We got the ministry of edification, not destruction. And our heart is to encourage people to walk with God. Like the scripture, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, fully furnished unto all good works. The same as with the heavenly words. Just as those heavenly words were spoken, it was just recorded, right? Maybe these ain't going to be recorded. They're recorded in heaven and written in God's book. And so it's like at the end of the day, what you speak is being written down. So what are you speaking? What are you thinking? What are you saying? What are you letting dictate to you that's stopping you from manifesting the power of God? Get rid of the fear on finances. Get rid of the fear on what other people have got to say or think about you. Get rid of the fear of partners hindering you and treading around them. I don't tread around Kim. I used to, because she's pretty fierce. Mind you, got on the wrong side of her. Just ask Penny. She'll tell you. Right? But God gave me this boldness, you know. My mum used to say to me, Lawrence, you need to get a pair of balls. Stand up to your woman. She used to say that to all my brothers, because we used to let all the women dictate to us. Anyway, it's true what she said, you know. But Kim's lovely. No, Kim's not. She's not a dictator or anything, but she'd be pretty fierce, and I could pretty come back and not do something. But I've learned to take and do what God wants me to do. And she's always very humble, you know, because like she'd come around and say, love, you was right. And I got to bite my tongue and, you know, cause usually I say, I know I was, but I don't say that. I say, oh, love, that's really kind of you. Thank you. Thank you for backing me up. And I do the same for her as well. You know, she's a pretty powerful woman of God. And she's brought a lot of healing, deliverance to other people as well. And she speaks just as much as what I do. She stays in the background. That's her heart, how she wants to do it. But she's a wonderful, wonderful woman. And she's been attacked a lot over the years, that's for sure. But God's delivered her out of all those things. You know, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. You know, God is faithful, guys. He's so faithful to protect our lives and to preserve it, to help us to come out of situations where Satan would have you go under, God would have you come over. And because we are overcomers, we're victorious. We live from the right hand of God. We are triumphant. And so let this mind, which is the mind of Christ, be in you, is also manifested in me. And I'm thinking those things. And I know it's energized by God. I can't even do that on me. You know, I just make up my mind. I want to think that way. And then these wonderful thoughts just arise within my heart. And God will show you the lay of the land so that you can walk and be navigated perfectly. And God is here to provide for you. You don't need to make alliances with anyone to be provided for. God is your provider. He's the source of all your supply. Don't think you've got to make special friendships or relationships, because you haven't. The only relationship you need is with God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and let him give you the connections, because if you do that, you're going to have great growth. You know, so let's start calling this great growth. Laborers are coming from the north to the south, to the east to the west, from all over the world to my airport. They're coming to Lawrence. And if you want them to come to you, then you start declaring it. Call those things which are not as though they were. See it in your mind. You hold it in your hand. So anyway, I could go on. I'm just fired up tonight. I could speak the whole night, I expect, but I'm not going to. So I'll make that my sharing and say, bless your heart and thank you for listening. Sorry to take all the glory, but I'm not. I give all the glory to God because, you know, where I come from, I had no education. I wasn't so smart, but God has educated me. God has given me wisdom. God has given me the knowledge of the holy. God speaks by my mouth. I know he does. I allow him to. And I don't mind being that fool for Jesus, you know. Even if I mess up and say it wrong, I'll still speak it if I think it's from God, you know, and correct it when it's not, you know. So God is good. So God wants us to be bold. Doesn't want you to hold back anymore. Life is for the living, guys. Live it to the fullest and don't let a day slip past. Do what God puts in your heart. Don't worry about what anybody else has got to say about it. You know if God's working in you. And that's, if you obey that, that's where the blessings come. That's where the growth comes. And we're not in competition with one another. We're in the body of Christ. We're fellow laborers together with God. And so I love you dearly.